Years and Years, by André Pete. March 7, 2013. From a lady visitor to my website, I received the following email. Lately, many believers are showing a special interest in the 2,000 years that will elapse between the first coming of Christ and the second coming of Christ. In the studies posted on this site of Good News, you regularly make mention of this detail, as well. The expectation is that Christ, after approximately 2 days of 1,000 years or after 2,000 years, will return to the Mount of Olives in Israel, and then, after the judgments, the 1,000-year kingdom will begin. If this is a correct given detail and it is assumed that around the year 30-33 Christ ascended into heaven, then his return will approximately be around the year 2033. That will take another 20 years. In any case, the second coming, according to the Bible, will not happen before the year 2033. Only after 2 days, on the third day. However, if you go by the Hebrew calendar, which, after all, is used in the Bible and on which the 2,000 biblical years are based, then a year, according to the lunar calendar, has 12x30 days equals 360 days. Measured against our sun calendar, this means a difference of 5 days per year. 5 days x 1980, 2013 to 33 years is 9,900 days, or about 27 years. In that case, we are now in the year 2040, or 7 years beyond 2033. And the third day, in the meantime, has already arrived. I would very much like to hear from you, if this reasoning is correct or if I'm missing something. It involves quite a difference, whether the second coming can only happen a minimum of 20 years from now, or whether it can happen now, at this time, according to the given data of the 2,000 years, leaving aside other relevant biblical details, in connection with this. Interesting question. The Hebrew calendar is indeed based on the moon, that is, 1 month corresponds to the lunar cycle, which is very close to 30 days. A new month begins, by definition, at the new moon, and on the 14th or 15th of the month it is always full moon. That means that a period of 12 months, which is 12 times 29.5 days, is 11 days shorter than a solar year. But that is only half of the story. The Hebrew months are indeed based on the moon, but the high days of the year, in contrast, are linked to the sun and the seasons. Thus, Passover is expressly a spring feast. The day of the first fruit sheaf offering, on the morrow after the Sabbath, corresponds to the beginning of the barley harvest. And the Feast of Weeks, Pentecost, 7 weeks later, is connected to the wheat harvest. And the feasts in the seventh month are associated with the harvest of the vine and the olive. And that is the reason why the Hebrew calendar, 7 times per 19 years, adds a 13th month. As we have a leap day, once every 4 years, so the Hebrew calendar deals with leap months. This is called second Adar. If that would not be done, then, before long the Passover would be celebrated in the autumn. This means that a Hebrew year varies in its length. Sometimes it takes 12 and sometimes 13 months. But on average, the annual length is exactly equal to ours, 365.24 days. This makes a period of 2,000 years on the Hebrew calendar equal to our 2,000 years. In short, when the Lord, after 2 days, of 1,000 years, 2.3.8, returns to Israel, as Hosea 6:1-3 speaks of it, according to my understanding, it refers to 2,000 solar years, counted from the time he ascended. Line of Symbols. Translation, Peter Fedima. Copyright André Pyatt, www.goldberry.nl. Return to main index page.